What if the key to a fulfilling career isn't finding the perfect job title, but discovering what you truly love? Marcus Buckingham's groundbreaking research reveals a troubling reality. Despite unprecedented prosperity, we're experiencing an epidemic of disconnection. High-achieving students break down when asked about their authentic selves. Less than 16% of employees feel fully engaged at work. Even outwardly successful people often wear what Buckingham calls a happiness mask while feeling empty inside. This isn't just personal suffering, it's a systemic failure. Our institutions actively distract us from our unique loves, treating us as empty vessels to be filled with standardized skills. Yet the path to fulfillment lies in rediscovering what naturally captures our attention and brings us joy. What the ancient Norse called our weird, the distinct pattern of loves unique to each individual. Your brain contains 100 trillion neural connections, more than in 5,000 Milky Way galaxies combined. This intricate pattern is your weird, utterly unique to you, determining what you love, what captures your attention, and how you see the world. Three essential truths. First, your weird is so deeply woven into your sense of self that it's challenging to identify. Second, while it can grow and become more effective, its fundamental shape remains unchanged. Your brain creates new buds on existing branches rather than entirely new ones. Third, your weird is your best guide for personal growth. The path forward isn't fixing weaknesses, but investigating your loves. Contrary to conventional wisdom, work and love aren't antagonists, but deeply connected. When you engage with what you love, your brain chemistry changes, helping you see more clearly, remember details vividly, and become more optimistic and creative. Finding your loves begins by noticing what naturally captures your attention. When you're drawn to something others dismiss or notice details others overlook, don't let conformity wash these insights away. They're clues to your essence. Pay attention to what you instinctively volunteer for, regardless of qualifications. As a child with a severe stutter, I kept raising my hand for speaking roles in school plays despite consistently receiving non-speaking parts. The adults thought they were protecting me, but my instinct proved wiser. It ultimately defined my life's path. Ask yourself, what do I find myself instinctively raising my hand for? These activities that pull you toward them are the first sign of love. Have you ever been so absorbed in an activity that hours passed like minutes? These moments reveal your red threads, activities where you disappear within them and time flies by. They're positively charged experiences you naturally pursue, where life feels easier and more natural. I discovered mine unexpectedly. While fiction bored me completely, I was captivated by Daniel Boorstin's 745-page The Discoverers. I read all day, missing meals and family traditions, riveted by accounts of Newton's fascination with white light and humanity's persistent questioning. These books, explorations of how humans move through the world, were my passion. Some skills feel natural from the start. Clicking when you pick them up faster than expected, a sign you found love. At Gallup, I discovered my intuitive understanding of statistical patterns while working with Dr. Donald Clifton to measure human traits. The intersection of math, psychology, and linguistics clicked for me instantly, as if the knowledge was already within me. Love exists in specifics, not generalizations. You don't love books, but rather particular types by specific authors. At work, we must look beyond vague statements like, "she loves a challenge," or "he's good with people," to understand the precise details. What kind of challenges? Which people? In what situations? These specifics are love's raw material and the path to greater fulfillment. Your red threads don't dictate which job to choose, but rather how you, as a unique individual, will excel in whatever role you select. Mayo Clinic research shows spending just 20% of your work time on activities you love significantly reduces burnout risk. Even a little love goes a remarkably long way. On your journey to living through your loves, you'll encounter seven devils that derail authentic living. The first is groupthink, defining yourself by demographic categories rather than your unique loves. The second is the excellence curse, pursuing careers you excel at but hate, forgetting that true weaknesses are activities that drain you, regardless of your proficiency. The third is misinstinct, confusing attraction to outcomes like fame or money with love for the activities themselves. The fourth is feedbacking, well-intended advice that often smothers rather than liberates. The fifth is fear fighting. Instead of banishing fears, examine them to reveal what you truly love. The sixth is rate me, rank me, comparison systems that serve institutions while rendering individuals invisible. The seventh is suck it up, the belief that work should be endured, not enjoyed. Yet exceptional Disney housekeepers demonstrate that genuine love for work exists, finding fascination in vacuum lines and arranging toys in creative scenes for guests. Your career isn't a ladder or jungle gym, but a scavenger hunt for love, a continuous search for activities that light you up. Don't overthink your beginning. Enter the forest through any opening and stay alert for red threads. Research identifies two key predictors of workplace success: using your strengths daily and feeling excited about work each week. The everyday element is crucial. Finding something to love daily significantly improves productivity and well-being. The most successful people don't find perfect jobs. They craft them by gradually shaping generic positions around activities they love. Excellence is idiosyncratic. No two people excel at the same job in identical ways. Your career should follow an hourglass shape. Early exploration to discover red threads, a decade of focused mastery, and potentially leadership built on that foundation. Our educational and workplace systems often crush uniqueness rather than nurturing it. The path forward requires creating space for love to flourish. In organizations, implement weekly 15-minute check-ins with four questions. What activities did I love last week? What did I loathe? What are my priorities? What help do I need? Education needs curricula focused on identity development, helping students understand which aspects are shared with groups versus uniquely theirs. Parents should resist directing their children's lives and instead create space for them to discover their own loves. As Khalil Gibran wrote, parents are not directors, but stable bows from which children fly as arrows. The most profound gift we can give as parents, teachers, managers, or friends is seeing others for who they truly are rather than projecting our fears and ambitions onto them. Your loves aren't just preferences. They're the compass guiding you to your most fulfilled, productive, and meaningful life.